Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Country, We Love My Family. Divided is a memoir by actor and activist Diane Guerrero that examines identity, belonging, and the human cost of immigration enforcement in the United States. Known for her work on television, Guerrero uses her personal story to show how public policy can suddenly become intimate, reshaping childhood, family bonds, and a sense of safety. The book centers on her experience growing up in Boston as the child of undocumented parents, navigating school, friendships, and ambition while living with uncertainty. When her parents are detained and deported, Guerrero is left to confront adulthood early, piecing together stability with the help of community members and her own determination. Alongside the emotional narrative, the memoir highlights systemic gaps that affect children in mixed-status families and invites readers to think beyond headlines. It is both a coming-of-age story and a call to understand immigration through lived experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growing up. Between two worlds, a central theme is the tension of living between cultures while trying to feel fully at home in either. Guerrero describes the everyday reality of being raised by immigrant parents who work hard, hold tight to their roots, and teach their child to pursue opportunity, all while avoiding visibility that could bring legal trouble. This duality shapes language, friendships, and self-image, fitting in at school and in American youth culture, while also honoring family expectations and the rhythms of a Colombian household. The memoir explores how children can carry adult awareness early, learning which questions not to ask, which doors not to open, and how to manage fear without naming it. These experiences complicate the idea of the American dream by showing what it demands from families without status, including constant vigilance and sacrifice. By grounding big themes like assimilation and belonging in concrete family routines and childhood milestones, the book makes cultural identity less abstract and more visceral. It also shows how ambition can coexist with anxiety, as dreams are pursued in a landscape where a single knock can change everything. Secondly, detention and deportation as a family breaking event. The memoir's turning point is the moment immigration enforcement reaches into Guerrero's home and removes her parents from daily life. Rather than treating deportation as a distant policy debate, the narrative emphasizes its immediate practical consequences: disrupted caregiving, housing instability, financial shock, and the emotional whiplash of losing the people who anchor a child's world. Guerrero conveys how quickly normal life can fracture, leaving a young person to navigate school, guardianship, and basic needs while processing grief and disbelief. The book also highlights the invisible aftermath, including the ongoing strain of separation across borders and the way uncertainty can linger even after the headline event passes. Readers see how deportation is not a single moment, but a chain reaction that touches extended family, neighbors, and institutions that may be unprepared to respond. This topic underscores the lack of safeguards for children left behind, raising questions about responsibility and the role of social systems when parents disappear from a child's life through enforcement actions. The result is an intimate portrayal of policy as personal rupture, with lasting consequences for identity and trust. Thirdly, survival, guardianship, and the power of community. After her parents are deported, Guerrero's story becomes one of improvisation and survival, shaped by the people and systems that step in, or fail to. The memoir emphasizes how a teenager or young adult can be forced to assemble a life from fragments, finding a place to live, staying enrolled in school, and maintaining a sense of purpose while grieving. This portion of the narrative illuminates the complicated patchwork that often supports children in crisis, including friends, families, mentors, social services, and informal networks. It also addresses the limits of goodwill when legal and financial realities are harsh, showing how stability can be temporary and contingent. By focusing on relationships, the book argues that community is not just comforting but structurally important, sometimes providing the only bridge between vulnerability and safety. Guerrero also reveals the emotional complexity of receiving help, including feelings of shame, dependence, and gratitude, and how those emotions can shape later adulthood. The topic ultimately presents resilience as collective as well as individual, suggesting that personal grit matters, but consistent support systems matter just as much in determining outcomes. Fourthly, education, ambition, and building a life after trauma. Another major focus is how Guerrero continues pursuing education and creative goals even as trauma reshapes her life. The memoir portrays ambition not as a simple upward climb, but as something that must be protected and renegotiated when the foundations of family and security collapse. Readers see how school can serve as both refuge and pressure cooker, offering structure, mentors, and opportunity while also demanding performance from someone carrying heavy emotional weight. Guerrero's path into the arts and public life illustrates how talent and discipline can open doors, but also how access often depends on networks, financial resources, and emotional support that may be uneven after family separation. The book explores coping strategies that can be constructive, like focusing on goals, and others that can be risky, as a young person tries to numb pain or regain control. This topic underscores how success stories can obscure the cost behind them, and how achievement may coexist with unresolved grief. By framing progress as nonlinear, the memoir offers a realistic view of rebuilding setbacks, breakthroughs, and the gradual creation of chosen family and self-defined identity. Tixkebi, lastly, from personal story to public advocacy, Guerrero's memoir also functions as a bridge between lived experience and civic conversation about immigration. As her visibility increases, her story becomes a platform, and the book explores the responsibility and vulnerability involved in speaking publicly about family trauma. This topic highlights the difference between being discussed and being heard. Immigration debates often rely on numbers and slogans, while memoir insists on complexity, contradictions, and emotional truth. Guerrero's perspective illuminates how policies affect children who may be citizens while their parents are not, and how mixed-status families live with constant contingency. The narrative encourages readers to consider what fairness and belonging mean in practice, not just in principle. It also shows advocacy as a process, learning how to tell a story without reducing it to a talking point, and how to invite empathy without demanding pity. By sharing her journey, Guerrero humanizes an issue that can be politicized and dehumanizing, while still acknowledging that her experience is one among many. The book's public-facing dimension underscores that storytelling can be a tool for social change, fostering understanding, motivating engagement, and challenging stereotypes. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a deeply personal view of immigration enforcement and its ripple effects on children, families, and communities. It will resonate with immigrants and first-generation Americans, educators and mentors working with vulnerable youth, social workers, and anyone trying to understand how identity and belonging are shaped by forces outside a child's control. The memoir can benefit a reader's life by expanding empathy into something concrete. It shows how quickly stability can disappear, why community support matters, and how resilience is built through both inner drive and external care. It also prompts reflection on citizenship, family, and the moral weight of policy decisions, helping readers connect civic issues to real human consequences. Compared with many books on immigration that focus primarily on legislation, history, or broad argument, this memoir stands out for its accessible storytelling and emotional immediacy, while still pointing toward larger systemic questions. Its value is in the combination of a coming-of-age narrative with an invitation to see immigration as a lived reality, not an abstract debate. For readers seeking a meaningful perspective-shifting book, it is worth buying for its clarity, humanity, and lasting impact. If you would like to support Diane Guerrero, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.